started to get your first real buzz when you were working with Steve Borden in the tag team. Your guys' careers kind of paralleled each other a little bit. You know, you took down Hogan, he took down Flair. You ever think, like, both of you guys at your prime wrestling each other, what kind of business that would do? Or what kind of business it could have done?
I don't know that I really thought about it. You know, I was so caught up in doing my Ultimate Warrior character, and one thing I never did that a lot of the other guys did, because they liked the business. You know, they liked the wrestling business and paying attention to the rumors and all the gossip and all. They liked the work of the business. I never did. It just kept me to. It distracted me from doing what I needed to do. You know, so I kicked that stuff out. In fact, back then I was so good at it. I wish I could be better at it today. I was just incredible at kicking stuff out that was unnecessary. Just getting rid of all the junk, all the unnecessary stuff. But I didn't really think about them being competitors. You know, the other guys didn't either. It is striking. You know, we ended up splitting, and this is something that I haven't told anybody else today, so you guys can use it and get it in there. You know, when we were at Watts, working for Watts, some things happened down there. But Steve was overall, he was better at taking instruction. He was better at being told what to do. That's not to, I'm not saying that to take anything away from what he did, the success he had, and success he still has, which, you know, incredible, still be in the ring. I think up to a certain point, I'll stay away from that. But how he developed as a character and how I developed as a character in the WWF. It's more, the development of what he did is more practical, because he was around practical people, not gimmicks. The WWF was an environment for gimmicks, to go over the top. And I feel very fortunate to be able to, I would not have survived in a place where I had somebody instructing me to tamp down who I was. To me, even going back to when I was a kid and I saw professional wrestling on television, I never had a dream to be a professional wrestler. I wanted to be a professional bodybuilder and a chiropractor. But the characters on Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher, just watching them on the black and white TV when I was growing up, you know, it was a business built for over the top. And yeah, it certainly would have been, you know, a moneymaker thing. I don't know why, you know, Vince can usually get what he wants. I don't so much buy that Steve said no to everything. I'm not so sure that Vince didn't think, and this will be different than anybody. I'm not so sure that Vince didn't think that, question or wonder whether or not Sting had the ability to be creative on his own and really become the Sting character in a way that Vince wanted his character.